Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94.1 WQKX.
Well, with your absence yesterday and me explaining that my favorite dog in the world, the lovable meathead, was in the hospital.
He is.
Give us an update on MacGyver.
MacGyver, actually, they called us last evening. He was doing well, so he will continue to be in the hospital for the rest of the week.
Again, he has eaten things that are not food.
Yeah, this is, listen, three strikes and you're out, friend. This is surgery number three, incident number four with this dog eating things. I think he has pica. Like, I think he has the psychological disorder where you eat, like, inappropriate things.
Or he's just dumb. I mean, some dogs are just dumb.
Yeah,
it's not a psychological thing. It's just like, hey, I'm going to eat that. But what do you mean three strikes you're out? You're going to get rid of them?
No.
You won't do that? No,
I would never.
No, you wouldn't.
I would never. It's a joke. Like, three strikes you're out, buddy. I don't know if you have any more lives left.
Oh,
like,
okay. You mean that. So the next thing he eats could kill him.
Yeah, like, let's avoid this.
All right, so they found, like, a very large
piece of nylabone. Yep, so it's a dog toy. Interestingly enough,
they found other things.
They did, which we were unaware were inside of him.
It's like when you cut open a shark and license plates fall out and stuff like that.
That's exactly what happened with MacGyver at the animal hospital yesterday. They went into the lower intestine for this, wait for it, almost 3-inch piece of nylabone. The vet looked at us and said, I don't know how it made it that far.
But it did. Because it's MacGyver. That's his name.
It is. The MacGyver stuff. So anyway, they pulled it out, started to close him back up, but then there were still some, there was fluid continuing to fill up, meaning something was still in there.
Right. So they got rooting around.
Yeah. Ultrasound, all that stuff. Well, here up in his stomach, there's some kind of like squishy ball. And she described it like one of those balls that, you know how you play with in the pool, they get wet and you can skim them across the surface?
Yeah, one of those things.
Yeah, it was in him. I said, where did he get that? I don't even own a pool. I don't own toys like that because I worried that the dogs could swallow them.
Yeah, well,
so somewhere he ate it. She said that that could have been in him for months.
Wow.
Because it was just floating around in his stomach.
And now, for those of you who don't know MacGyver, he is a large dog. So
he's
before
very
you
large.
Think, how does a little dog? He's not little. He's big.
He weighs about he's lost some weight now.
Okay.
So he's a tic-tac under 100 pounds. He was a tic-tac over.
Okay.
So.
All right. Well, MacGyver, my buddy, get better. I don't know if they have the radio on at the hospital.
I guess, buddy. With splitting open in two different places, which was unexpected yesterday.
Yeah.
They will keep him for observation in case of complications. But she said, and I quote, otherwise he's incredibly healthy.
Well, yeah.
I said, thanks. She's like, his organs look great. I said, wow, I'm so happy you got to see them all.
See, not too many people get to find out their dog's organs are in good shape.
His organs look great. I was like, wonderful.
Also,
the free to a good home rescue. Way back when, he turns 9, I turn 39 here soon.
Yeah.
We age together, got him on my 30th birthday. The free dog
has now cost about 15 grand.
$15,000, give or take.
I'm just glad he's okay. Hey, on the way.
We could have bought a house. We could have, or a nice car.
There you go. You could have bought a whole block in Mount Carmel.
Indeed, we could have.
For how much his dog's stomach surgeries every time he feels like eating something. Hey, on the way, what's going to happen to Dr. Fauci now that COVID is on the way down? Jimmy Fallon explains. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And Murph Murph.
And somewhere, MacGyver.
On 94KX.
This is Tom and Laura in the morning.
Tom and Laura.
94KX.
Cases in the U.S. have dropped to their lowest level in almost a year. Pretty soon, the only place you'll see Dr. Fauci is popping out of a costume on The Masked Singer.
You know what? That might be right. I mean, I'd like him. I want to see more
of
Anthony
Dr.
Fauci.
So do I.
So what happens?
The only thing I don't want to see more of is him throwing out the first pitch.
All right. I could maybe. A flip the coin at the Super Bowl?
That would be cool.
Like, we got to keep him in the...
Keep him around.
Keep him in the limelight.
He did all right. He's a fun guy.
How about the local flavor? I talked about it yesterday. You weren't with us tending to your pooch. I noticed over the weekend, things are just kind of like, people are starting to relax, but they're mm-hmm. still kind of on edge. So when you walk into a retail store without a mask on, because a lot of the stores haven't taken them signs down yet.
I haven't walked into a retail store yet without a mask on.
I have.
Good for you.
Because I'm double vaccinated. So I walk in and then I pull it out of my pocket. And when you see the person there, I go, hey, do I have to put this on? And they all say the same thing, like the governor sent a memo or something. And we talked about this yesterday, if you were listening. They say, I am not obligated by law to make you wear the blah, 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 blah. But if you are double vaccinated, you don't have to.
Cool.
So I was like, okay, thank you. You know, that kind of thing. It went into several places this weekend. Even the lady in the bank yesterday was wearing one.
Mm-hmm.
So when I got up to the window, I took mine out. I said, do you want me to put this on? And she said, no, if you're double vaccinated. You're fine.
Cool.
So I said, thank you. So you're starting to see people ease up on it a little bit. But at the same time, they give you that, what should we call it? The double vaccinated look.
Like the look, like, are you? Aren't you?
Yeah.
We're not sure?
Yeah.
I just figure if I look into an organization, whatever it might be, store, whatever, and I see the employees are wearing them, I just put them on out of respect for the employees.
I ask, but that's nice of you that you do that, but I don't
feel like interacting. So,
hide your face. But there's that look that I just mentioned, and it's almost like the look from years and years ago, because I'm old. Years and years ago when you would go into the bar at night and that woman would look at you like, married or unmarried?
Oh, ew.
You get that look like vaccinated or unvaccinated. It's really kind of funny. You know who you are. See if you do it.
I think we're all doing it because there's like judgment in all of us,
yes,
right? And we're kind of looking at people like, did you?
Didn't you? Or didn't you?
Can I trust you? I don't trust most people, so.
Yeah. STD or no STD?
Ew! No. You know what I mean?
That
gross.
Kinda, you know, it's like, I don't know. Dog lover or animal hater?
Must love dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
so we all have these prejudgments, you know? So if you are throwing that vaccinated or not look out at people, don't worry about it. Everybody is.
I actually just don't feel like putting makeup on most days. I'm loving the mask. I'm keeping it forever.
So now when people look at Laura, they're going to go, makeup or no makeup?
The answer is no makeup ever.
Okay. News is next. Mark's got that. What else?
Sports AccuWeather, yeah. Steve with the weather, plus us.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94KX.
94.1 WQKX.
Tom and Laura.
Tom and Laura in the morning. 94KX.
Boy, there's just like nothing to talk about today. Do we want to really start talking about the Friends reunion that doesn't happen on HBO until Thursday? I mean, do we have to talk about that for days?
No, I mean, it's not a revival of the series. We should point that out. It's a roundtable discussion by the actors from the series.
Yeah, which...
On how many years later?
Yeah,
I'd have to Google it. I can't remember.
No, see, we're making a big deal about it. I mean, I might watch it, I might not.
I'm definitely going to watch it. I'm a huge Friends fan.
Yeah, me too, but it's not a Friends one-time-only hour episode of what the Friends are like years later. It's nothing like that.
It's funny because they're calling it Friends the Reunion, but I think it should be like the one where they all get back together. You know how they used to title the one where?
Well, that's what I meant.
Like, so they didn't call it that, like, I don't know.
Call it Friends 30 years later or something, and that's what it is. So you get to see what Joey's up to. Did he ever become a famous actor? You know, how about Ross? Does he still work in that museum? You know, like, I think... I don't know.
But basically, it's not a new episode. That's what we need to point out. It is literally just them. It's the one where they get back together. So as the real people, as themselves, not as their characters. And they revisit the set and then revisit some of the memories of the creation of what was a decade of Friends.
So what exactly are we going to find out?
And you?
Yes, but you cannot tell anyone. No one knows. Do you know something?
I might know something.
I might know something, too.
What's the thing you know?
Oh, no, I can't tell you. And you tell me what you know.
I can't tell you what I know.
Well, then I can't tell you what I know.
Okay, fine.
I go over there and I will walk into Chandler's
toddler's bedroom, and I will see if the thing that I think that I know is actually the thing that I think that I know.
You know.
Chandler and Monica. Oh, this is unbelievable.
Oh, look, there's Monica and Chandler. Hey, you guys.
Remember the apartment window? Yeah.
Joey knows, but Ross doesn't know, so you have to stop screaming.
What's going on?
See, that's what I wanted to see. That's what I wanted to. I don't want to see just a roundtable discussion of the show. I want to see friends again the way they used to be.
I kind of want, like, one more episode.
One more episode.
Please.
That's what I was hoping
just
for.
Like Ross and Rachel, maybe they have two kids now.
Yeah.
Along with baby Emma, who probably is now, oh my gosh, a teenager.
On.
And then, like, is Phoebe still, I don't know.
Is Phoebe still Phoebe singing,
right?
Smelling
Smell
Cat at the
cat.
Coffee shop? Come on. Oh, well, I guess we as entertainers must continue to talk about it. What's going to happen on Thursday? And then on Friday, we'll come on the air and say,
can I stay up that late to watch it, though?
No.
I might have to watch it this weekend, seriously.
I'm just thinking Friday we'll say, oh, that was boring.
Please don't expect me to watch it on Thursday. Seriously.
Right.
I'm not going to be able to stay up past my bedtime.
Well, me either. That wasn't the topic.
Oh, okay, good.
It was building everybody up for something that we're going to go, oh, well.
Fair enough.
That was boring.
I'm still going to watch it.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
You're listening to Tom and Laura in the morning. Tom and Laura. 94KX.
Making room for Mark in his suspenders to do the news.
I love his suspenders.
He rocks them.
He really does.
No one else does. Maybe your grandpa or maybe, you know.
Every once in a while, Keitha will put on some suspenders. Now, this past weekend, we attended a wedding.
Yeah.
He put on the sport coat with the tie. He fits very dapper.
Yeah. I talked about it yesterday.
Oh, that he looked dapper?
That both of you looked dapper.
Oh, thank you.
See, I knew you were at a wedding.
Yeah.
So there you
Sorry
have
I wasn't listening. I was at the vet.
Yes, you were.
Sorry.
Attention, vet. Turn on the radio. Thank you. News is coming up with Mark in his suspenders. Rob, the sports center, he and I were rather quiet on each other yesterday because the Red Sox took 2 out of 3 off the Phillies. So, but he was okay. He handled it like a big boy. Also, Steve's got that AccuWeather, which I promise will get better as the day goes on. Next hour, maybe some good news. It's a slow day. Give us some good news.
I know. Did you do the good news yesterday?
Yeah, I did.
Perfect.
I
what did you talk about?
I got it all in. It was heartwarming, fun stuff.
Okay.
And good stuff.
Wonderful.
It was good. Without Laura Good, but it
was okay,
still good.
Okay, well, we have three stories to make you smile again, including one we're going to revisit, and I'm hoping that it's a new trend.
Oh.
Celebrating when one gets their citizenship.
Oh, I remember that story.
Details. We'll talk about it coming up next.
You're listening to Tom and Laura on 94KX.
You've heard the news.
Striking news. Everyone talking about.
Now the good news with Laura Good.
Alrighty, it's graduation season.
Yes, it is.
Lots of high school and college graduations across the country.
Mm-hmm.
Well, a 78-year-old retired Air Force Lieutenant Colonel named Robert walked in his USC graduation ceremony 50 years after receiving his degree.
Welcome to the 2021 and 2020 commencement at the University of Southern California.
It's been a long time coming, so I've waited a long time for this. I had to finish out tour duty and put in a total of 28 years in the Air Force. Just never had the time.
Excuse me, I'll grab my diploma after my 28 years of serving
right?
this country.
So basically, first time around, when he went to step up to get that degree, he was called away on duty.
Yeah.
So he was sent abroad, unable to participate, but came back 50 years later and was able to take the stage and accept his diploma.
That's good news.
Up next, a 9-year-old and his family found $5,000 under the floor mat of the family's recently purchased pre-owned SUV.
Well, now.
I was cleaning my dad's car out, and then when I looked under the floorboard, I found a package.
I look, and I look at him, and I just run inside. I start calling my wife, hey, babe, you gotta come check this out. And that's when we dump it on the bed. Just money falls out all over the bed. I immediately thought, I need to find out who this belongs to.
Yeah, you buy a used car and you find a package in there. That's suspicious, right?
Here's the good news portion of it.
Okay.
The 9-year-old was the one who found it. Him and his father then did originally track down the original owners. they gifted the 9-year-old $1,000 for his honesty.
Wow. So honesty is the best policy?
Honesty is always the best policy. And in this case, it paid.
In this case, it's good news.
It's great news. And last but not least, I'm hoping that this is a new trend.
Okay.
Not sure if it is or not, but last month we talked about a school in Oklahoma that threw a surprise party for a lunch lady who passed her U.S. citizenship test.
Yeah, that was very heartwarming. Because
it was. They loved her.
Yeah, they loved that.
Threw her a surprise party. She was touched.
Okay.
Well, teachers and students did the exact same thing for a lunch lady at a school in Texas.
Oh, wow.
They surprised her by celebrating the cafeteria worker for all of her hard work going to getting her citizenship over the past 6 years. Yes, that's how long it has taken her.
Wow.
So every single student at the elementary school lined up in the hallway in order to celebrate her accomplishment, displaying flags that were purchased by the school. They had over 1,000 American flags lining up and down the hallway.
That's good news.
That's great news.
The good news. Weekday mornings with Tom and Laura on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning, and birthday buddies are on the way. It was kind of lonely without you yesterday.
Oh, did Movie Mike help out?
No, he didn't show up, like, on time. he was cutting it close, had to take care of the kids.
Oh, boy.
Mark was busy. Rob, the sports center, was busy.
So no one could help you?
So I kind of did it by myself, but I did.
Did you sing?
Yes, I did enjoy singing birthday buddies like Bob Dylan. And hopefully,
Excellent. Hopefully
the audience enjoyed
can
it
I, can
as
I get,
much as
can I get a little sample?
I always like, birthday buddies, yeah. And I was doing like my best Bob Dylan. And I got no complaints.
Do it again. I just like watching your face.
Yeah, because he always has a...
like this.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. Hey, hey, my, it's birthday buddies.
Look at your face.
On the radio. All right, today.
Good job. I'm sorry that I had to leave you high and dry.
That's okay.
I apologize.
It's okay. You did it for MacGyver. Today's musical birthdays.
The Fray?
You won't recognize his name, Joe King, but yes, he is the founder of The Fray.
Okay.
He is 41 years old today.
Cool.
And I have to say, I really like this band. What the heck happened to them? You know what I mean?
Excellent question. I might have to Google that.
Yeah, are they still performing? That would be
Wait,
nice to
I
know.
Should know this next song.
The band has been around forever. You probably know them because they're foreign. You know, they're not a big American band. The Scorpions. Klaus Meine.
Klaus
Meine, 73 years old.
Jawohl.
That's 377 years old today.
Stop it.
Well, they don't speak English. They are...
I kind of forgot about the Scorpions.
Yeah, they are a German band.
Loving you.
Yeah, they're a German band. But anyway, that is it. I'm sorry, we're weak. I can't... I'm not going to go, it is time for birthday buddies.
No. Don't do that.
No, don't do that.
We'll just say...
It's time
for Tom and Laura's...
Birthday buddies. Great to have you back. It is Amanda Martin's birthday. She's my buddy from Seamless Grove. She's 38 years old today.
Amanda Sokolowski from Shemokin turns 39 today. Happy birthday.
So glad you handled that name. Christina Lane from Watsontown is 39.
Deb Boyer from Milton turns 57.
Oh, here comes one. Devin Shikitano or Shikitano? We don't know. From Shemokin, it's 34 years old.
A very happy birthday to Diane Totten from Milton, 72 years young today.
Donna Klinger, also a member of the Scorpions, from Trevorton, is 50 years old.
Elizabeth Muscarella from East Chillisquaque turns 37 years old today.
Jeff Schaefer, an old buddy from Sunbury, 38 today.
Joe Sikorski from Sealands Grove turns 47.
Hey, happy birthday to Karen Demko. She is 63 years old today.
Karen Landis turns 49.
Hi, Karen. Leslie Temple from Lewisburg, 53.
Lisa Storer from Winfield turns 53.
Happy birthday to Mark Minier. He's the nifty 50 today.
A very happy birthday to Michelle Higgins from Northumberland, 51 today.
Rhonda Wilk is 56 today.
Sammy Landis from McAllisterville turns 41.
I wonder if she's related to the other Landis. Well, anyway, Sherry Meese from Millmont is 53 today.
Stacey Muffley turns 57.
Happy birthday to Vicki Miller. She is 44 years old today. I don't see anything on the text club. Remember, that's a new and difficult process. You might be better on Facebook Messenger or calling the Ford Fun Line.
I am double checking. Lots of people wanting to qualify for Cosmos CoinDesk.
Well, that's coming up maybe later, so stay with us.
Birthday shout out to Thomas Dreisbaugh from Milton. Celebrated a birthday over the weekend. I believe we might have missed that. That's from his sister, Kelly.
Okay. There you have it. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday that you would like to hear, you can message us on the 94KX Facebook page. Call us up on the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX or... you can try and text us.
You can try.
Keyword birthday, please. Yes. You must include the keyword birthday and then your birthday wish to 49330.
It's a new process, so I think we could all get through it together. Every day at about this time,
it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura. Tom and Laura, 94KX.
The cicadas are loud enough in Georgia already.
I love it. I'm so excited about these cicadas.
Okay, these cicadas are so loud in Georgia that people are calling 911 saying, I could hear some alarm going off. Could you tell me what it is? It's the cicadas. Will you just stop? Or some have been saying they actually hear a car alarm in the distance. If you have a car alarm that sounds like a million cicadas, you should probably buy a new car.
Okay? What was that article we read at the decibel level of all of these cicadas? Because there's obviously going to be like millions of them.
Yeah.
Is really intense. It's just the male cicada singing his song.
Yeah, right. Well, it's a mating call is what it is.
He's lonely from the treetops.
Does this sound like Lonely from the Treetops?
It does. Can't you hear him say lonely?
Are you lonesome?
I'm so lonely.
No, it sounds more like a UFO. But people don't, when they come here to Pennsylvania, don't be calling 911. It's okay. A candy shop in Maryland is already selling chocolate-covered cicadas.
It's really a lot like a chocolate-covered potato chip. It's really crunchy because we air fry them. So we clean them first, then we air fry them, and then we dip them in chocolate, and you can sprinkle whatever spice you want on top.
You clean them first. How do you clean a cicada? Do you just grab like 50 of them, throw them in a colander and
you
rinse
know what?
Them off?
I think maybe do you blanch them like green beans? Like, you know what I mean?
I don't
so you
know,
gather
maybe.
Them up and then like blanch them in boiling water and then rinse them off in cool water and,
sounds like
and
a
they're
try
ready
Tuesday.
To go.
Yeah, I don't know. She says they hot air
Listen,
fry them. So
ask and ye shall receive, because yeah. I already have a cicada source for a Try It Tuesday.
Of course you do.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying in the upcoming weeks, I will be eating a chocolate covered or some.
I think it might end up being fried, honestly.
In like butter? Garlic?
No. Like maybe like a little, like a panko, and maybe he's like flash fried.
Oh, like all that crap on a stick you buy at the Bloomsburg Fair?
That is correct.
Okay. All right. Maybe I'll try it. Well, you know, I'm game for just about anything.
I was going to say, take one bite. You know, I don't know.
Chocolatey, crunchy goodness.
Cicadas, listen to their song.
Coming to your kitchen soon.
I just don't want them to destroy my new plants. I do have a new tree. I do have a young tree.
Yeah, well, say goodbye to it.
No, we're going to...
It's flowering. It's done. You picked the wrong time to buy that tree, Lucille.
Thanks, Ricky.
Tom and Laura in the morning.
94K.
This is Tom and Laura, weekday mornings on 94KX.
Our gender reveal is going to involve 80 pounds of explosives.
No. Haven't we had this story two or three times by now?
You're right, and I'm tired of it, but it happened again. In New Hampshire,
oh boy.
Residents around the gender reveal party flooding 911 calls. I mean, what is wrong with these people?
I just heard a very loud explosion near my property. All my pictures have fallen. Oh my God, my heart is racing.
Yeah, I just heard an explosion down here on Kingston, New Hampshire. I don't know where it came from, but it was a humongous explosion, though.
Something just shook my whole house.
These noises are getting to be a pain in the neck.
Yeah, it's more than a pain in the neck.
Wow.
It's dangerous, but I don't know.
Wow.
I know. I'm old-fashioned. I didn't know the gender of any of my kids until I walked out of the operating room. I was like, hey, it's a girl again. Woo! Matt Cotrillo, our very own news guy.
Yes, awaiting.
Baby number two on the way?
On the way, awaiting the gender reveal in the delivery room.
That's right. There was no explosions in Point Township with Matt and his lovely wife, Lisa, who their baby could be coming any day now. What? Like, how did, I guess it started with a couple of hot air balloons coming out of a box.
A friend of mine, they did a very, very simple balloon pop, just the two of them in the backyard.
And then when they popped the balloon, confetti came out?
Right. And I thought that that was very tasteful. It wasn't this big whole thing. I'm sure whomever was filming was a family member.
Yeah.
Probably a sibling or a parent or something.
So it was just
but it wasn't
two of
like
them
a big thing. My sister, we just cut into a cake as a family.
Oh, and then the color of the cake or something.
Yes, yeah, very simple.
Very simple. And then we needed smoke. So there had to be something with blue smoke or pink smoke. And then it was powder. Then it was the actual use of explosives.
I think we should probably dial it back a little bit.
Dial it back a lot of bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just dial it back. Yeah, come on, people.
You know what someone requested once? And I thought this was really, really cool. I happened to be there for it.
Okay.
They used the lights on the downdraft at Knoebels.
Oh.
It was a special request that they contacted the park, and the park was kind enough to say yes to the request.
Okay.
But it was so interesting because the family and the young couple who were then celebrating that gender reveal had no idea, but the maintenance guys who changed the colors on the bulbs did.
That's
so
cool.
Then it went up and down, up and down, up and down until finally,
blue or pink.
And I think it was a girl. Yeah. I can't remember.
This
was a couple of years ago, but it was really cool, but safe. Nothing exploded. Nothing caught on fire.
There was no use of explosives in this gender reveal party. I don't know. I just, when it involves people from surrounding areas calling 911, you went overboard. Remember that.
Yeah, all right. Yeah. Anytime something that you're trying to celebrate involves the calling of 911, you've gone a little bit too far.
You've gone over the edge.
That was almost an "and there it is."
I thought about it. Hey, news, sports, and AccuWeather coming up. It's Try It Tuesday.
That's right. We are headed to Shanty Secrets. Dare I say, we will give away the location. We will chat with Executive Chef Christian on the Ford Fun Line and then visit the Grand Chef Arena later today.